June 20th, 1921, Simile of the Sun, and One Who Lives in the Divine Will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, but all majesty and love. He took my right hand in his hand, and drawing near my heart, he kissed it. Then he clasped my head with both hands, keeping them over my head for some time. Who can say what I felt being infused in me? He alone can tell what he was infusing in me. Then he told me, "Daughter of my will, my volition fills you. And in order to keep this will of mine in you, I offer myself as the keeper of my own will. The gift which I placed in you is so great that I do not want to leave it at your mercy, because you would not have sufficient care in order to keep it. Therefore, not only will I be its defense, but I will help you to make it pour outside, in such a way that the mark of my will be seen everywhere." Then he added, "One who lives in my will must be as the center of everything. Look at the sun up there in the heavens, one can see the center of its light, its circle. But the light and the heat it spreads beat and fill the whole earth, becoming life and light of all nature. In the same way, one who lives in my will must live as though circumfused within my own center, which is life of everything. These souls are more than sun, they are also light, heat and fecundity of all goods. Those who do not live completely in my will can be called plants, flowers, trees, which receive light, heat and fecundity from these suns. And living down below, they are subject to grow and to decrease, and are exposed to winds, to frost, to storms. On the other hand, one who lives in my will, like sun, excels over all, triumphs and conquers everything. And while he touches everything and becomes life of everything, he is intangible, nor does he let anyone touch him, because since he lives up high, nobody can reach him.